Well, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida wants to remind farmers transitioning to organic agriculture or those who are already certified organic have the opportunity to receive assistance for applying conservation practices through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program Organic Initiative. And while this is a continuous sign-up, applications for 2010 funding must be received by March 12th. NRCS agronomist Steve Botger explains who this program is designed for.
This is a cost-share program that's designed for organic growers, people who are either already certified organic or are transitioning into an organic program.
Now, to be eligible for EQIP organic assistance, producers are required to develop and carry out an organic system plan, as NRCS offers conservation practices to assist organic producers in addressing resource concerns related to soil condition, soil erosion, domestic animals, plant conditions, water quality, and fish and wildlife. He said this basically covers all type of organic production.
And it can also include organic livestock also.
And Bacher said there are things producers need to have when signing up for this program.
Information on their operation, maybe some records that they have kept over the years, because to be certified organic, there can't be any prohibited substances used on the property for the last 3 years. So they have to show that kind of documentation.
And he again reminds producers that to be eligible for 2010 funding, you must apply by Friday, March 12th. So if interested, just contact your local NRCS office to begin the process. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.